This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Huh? Yeah, well, welcome to Saturday. It's good to have you here tonight. TheFederalist.com. Nicole Russell will be joining us. We've got a big story to get to in the first hour. And then, in the ladies' lounge, another contributor to TheFederalist.com, Chrissy Clark, a columnist, podcaster, tonight's featured guest in the ladies' lounge. Lots of stuff to get to. Big, busy news weekend. I'm just looking at some of the stories coming in about this as we're having a tough time deciding how long we want to look at the on-air sign in our studio. Those of you watching on Biz TV, we apologize. Hi, how are you? It's good to have you here. It's a very interesting news day because, of course, everybody woke up today to the news that Jeffrey Epstein, maybe the most vilely hated human being since Adolf Hitler, was found dead in his jail cell this morning, apparently of a suicide. Now, there's a lot of questions about this because the guy tried to commit suicide just like a week or so ago, and then he was on the suicide watch list, and he was not allowed to be by himself. So I don't know what happened between then and now to make the decision that what we were going to do was let him be by himself, but something happened last night. And there's a lot of people speculating, one of whom is Attorney General Bill Barr, as to the efficacy of the story that's being promoted that it was, in fact, a suicide. There's a lot of speculation that this is not necessarily something that was likely to have occurred, and of a suicide means, I should say. So what they're dealing with now is you've actually got the Attorney General saying today he is really angry about this, and he is looking to find answers to the solution. He's trying to find the answers to what's going on because he is not satisfied with what the news story is that's coming out. In fact, if I can just read from Fox News's account of it, William Barr said Saturday he's appalled by the death, said that he has spoken to the Department of Justice Inspector General and opening up a major probe into the circumstances surrounding the apparent suicide. He said, this is the direct quote, "I was appalled to learn that Jeffrey Epstein was found dead early this morning while in federal custody. Mr. Epstein's death raises serious questions that must be answered. In addition to the FBI's investigation, I've consulted with the Inspector General, who will be opening an investigation into the circumstances of his death as well." Now, here's the interesting thing about that. That's going to be internal. That's going to be what they have to do internally to get the folks give them the FBI procedures and who was watching who when and why he was taken into suicide watch and why he was brought out of it. But did it make any sense to let him come out of whatever they call it? It's not suicide watch, but it's basically the same thing. They're afraid that he's going to do something to himself, and so they keep him in a place where he can't. It's like a padded room, and he's in a straitjacket. I'm very disturbed by the reality of this because, in fact, there may be a much simpler explanation. And I was on Twitter just before we went on the air tonight, Nicole Kidman, who is the former wife of Tom Cruise, who made the movie with Tom Cruise called Eyes Wide Shut. Nicole Kidman worked with the producer Stanley Kubrick producer-director of that movie, Eyes Wide Shut, which was, I never saw it, but it was all about the super secret weirdo sex lives of the powerful. And she said in an interview that was, this was in relationship to her press around Big Little Lies, so probably within the last year. She said that Stanley Kubrick claimed that the world is run by pedophiles, that the reclusive director showed her how the world works and who's really in control behind the scenes. She said, Stanley would tell me that the world is run by these pedophiles. All of them are, the world is full of men, the elite top secret societies. This is what Kubrick was studying for the movie Eyes Wide Shut. And they are tied together, sort of bonded by this idea of pedophilia. They all know each other's dark secrets. There's no way for any of them to get out. It's a lifetime bond. Even if one of them wants to get out, go straight, repent, confess his sins, he can't. His peers will bring him down. They are in it until death, driving the world to ruin. That's kind of how Stanley explained it, but it was all very complex. I'm probably not doing it justice. The words of Nicole Kidman in trying to explain what Stanley Kubrick had explained to her about what he had learned through research of these pedophile groups. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373 is the number. If you would like to weigh in on this, I'd be more than happy to talk to you about your thoughts on his apparent suicide and whether or not it actually was. Now, I would go to the big board. Not sure if we have the big board, so let me just tell you what's coming up on the show tonight. Because we've got a pretty incredible, and it's going to be kind of an interesting interesting discussion on a lot of different levels. We've got Nicole Russell, who's going to join us. Now, the Victoria's Secrets chain has fallen in line with the same thing that the Connecticut high schools did. They have fallen in line with what most of Hollywood and pop culture and some of these other things have done. They have decided that they are going to embrace the trans agenda full on. And I mean full on. They are going to actually put a model into Victoria's Secret underwear to model for them who is not, in fact, a woman. The person, in fact, is a biological male. There's so many observations about why this story, being out the same weekend as Epstein's suicide, juxtaposed to each other, caused me to, just draw a number of observations. But I'm going to discuss all of this with Nicole Russell of The Federalist. Two reasons. One, she wrote about what's going on in Victoria's Secret and how one of the executives has left his job over protests of this, or maybe he got fired. I'm not exactly sure. We'll get the real story from her. In addition to that, she has written about the trans agenda and what it is doing to the culture as a whole for a long time. And it's not just traditional culture that is getting hammered by the trans agenda. The LGBTQ agenda is also getting beaten for it. And the issue here is that it's messing everything up. It's messing the arguments up on all sides. And if you're going to be intellectually honest, yeah, it has to. That's the way it has to work. Which brings me to a bigger observation. And that is, we keep thinking that we can have this mental dichotomy in life where we say, well, we're going to tear down every traditional moray that we've ever had. We're going to take down all the traditional morality. We're going to pull everybody out of what they believe is the traditional moral way to think and live. And what we are going to do instead is we are going to replace it with basically whatever you like. So if something feels good to you and you don't think it hurts anybody else, you should have a right to do it and express it and be it and all the rest of it. We've done that so much that on the same weekend that you've got the world's worst pedophile literally dying in jail because things were coming out that showed just how far gone his idea of what this mentality, if I can do whatever I want, goes, And so he had recruited and had enslaved young girls. He had arranged perverse meetups with older men that had taken their toll. Some of these girls have begun talking now. I mean, there's all this kind of element to this, but it's all from the same bag of tricks that the issue is that Victoria's Secrets is facing. We as a culture don't want to say, in fact, we have a repulsion against saying that there is a moral good, a moral right or wrong, that there is something that is actually the way things should be and actually the way things shouldn't be. We actually have that dichotomy in our head. But we keep trying to say that it doesn't matter what we do, we can approve anybody's most wanderlust feelings that they have. The problem is when you do that, you end up hurting people. And when you hurt enough people and you do it in such a perverse way that it hurts people down the road, you end up going to jail and maybe getting knocked off by the Clintons or any number of other people who didn't want you talking. We are a nation that's at a crossroads tonight because we are trying to insist upon our perverse view of sexuality being whatever we want it to be, and nobody can tell me that anything is ever wrong. And the juxtaposition of that, if you follow it to its logical conclusion, is that absolutely there are things that are wrong, and people will suffer because of it. That's the problem. We'll talk about it as we go through the evening. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. My phone line's open, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. How much time do I have? I'm 10 seconds out. Okay, we're coming right back to New York. Don't go away. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, welcome back. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, having a little bit of fun. There's a live shot of the TKTS booth in Times Square. It's a nice night, beautiful day today in the New York area. I hope that it's a nice night where you are as well. I've got a very important announcement coming up this hour. It is something that I have been very excited about the potential of doing. We haven't done it in about 4 years, and when I tell you your opportunity to be part of it, and for the price that we have worked out for you, friends, I think it's going to go really, really fast. Let me just say, before I even tell you what it is, only 50 people will have a chance to be part of it, and when it's done, it's done. But it's going to be really, really cool. So stick around. I'll give you details on that coming up, but I'm excited about it. All right, so you heard my ranting monologue in the first segment. I'm very flummoxed about a culture that says, we've got to punish the pedophile, and we, you know, and rightfully so, by the way. I agree with the need to punish the pedophile. But we live in such absolute moral confusion about nearly everything that touches sex, gender, understanding of the human body, sexual definitions, sexual practice, how many, who, where, all the rest of it. We just generally say there are no rules whatsoever. It's just what feels good to you. And I think that's why, actually, Victoria's Secret has found themselves in the trouble that they're in now. Someone who wrote about this is a writer for The Federalist, and I am pleased to welcome her to this broadcast for the first time. She's joined me on my Monday through Friday show a few times, but she's never been with us on Saturday nights. Nicole Russell is a writer for The Federalist. You also can read some of her stuff in The Examiner. She's a mom of four, very, very busy, and I'm very grateful for her time tonight. Nicole, welcome to Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. It's good to have you.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
So, for people that are getting up to speed, what do we need to know about the Victoria's Secret's story from this week?
Well, they announced this last week that they had hired their first ever transgender woman model. So it's a biological born male who has transitioned to live as a woman. And this was coming kind of after the news this last year when they had their annual kind of runway show that was televised, and one of the executives for Victoria's Secret said he would never have a plus-size woman or a transgender model work for them because Victoria's Secret, of course, sells the fantasy of sex. And so here we are a year later, and they've already gone back on that and decided to hire a transgender model. And that particular marketing executive announced that he would no longer be working there. So it's kind of unfortunate and, like you said, confusing to, in this case, use someone who was born as a man to sell women's lingerie, but here we are.
And you said something very interesting a second ago. You said that Victoria's Secret is in the business to sell sex, and I think that that's a revealing statement, given the fact that I think that their stockholders probably think that they're designed to sell underwear. But this speaks directly to what I'm really quite worked up about tonight, and that is that if we keep saying to a culture long enough and hard enough that there are no barriers, there's no limits, there's no definitions, and there's no standards, then you end up with a whole planet full of Jeffrey Epsteins, not just one of them who, you know, is off in prison or took his own life early this morning. I really do believe that. I do think that it is a very slippery slope. People hate that expression, but I think that when you start going down the path of saying, well, you can't put a definition around that, or you can't define people as what they biologically actually are, and you can't do any of this, that you've got to make emotions kind of the ultimate barometer of everything, that I think what you do is you doom that culture. Am I wrong?
Absolutely. Yes. I think one of the most dangerous things happening today is the elevation of the transgender movement. Once first, you know, you had Obergefell versus Hodge. Once you had the legalization of gay marriage, one of the things conservatives always said is that it would lead to entitlement rights over equality for other similar issues. And Now here we are just a few years later, and you have the transgender lobby is almost far more vocal than any of the other letters in that movement. And what you have is the absolute neutralization, the neuterization of men and women. And the problem with that is there's several problems with that. One, when there's no men and there's no women, we're all just whoever we want to be. Gender is fluid. There is no definition anymore. Then you take away the differences between men and women, which are very, very important to the society, the structure of society and the family structure. So you kind of blend those all together. And then you have probably the bigger problem is kind of the one you alluded to, which is that everything is subjective. Everything is postmodern. Everything is relative. And that's really, really, really bad, because now, in a few years, instead of having a transgender model, you're going to have a dolphin. I mean, you never know where it will lead. And it will often lead, I think, to somewhere quite dangerous. And it will start to infringe on the rights of the majority, because the minority is so vocal and they have so much money behind them.
Well, let me give an example of what you're describing, just so people don't think I'm completely off the reservation here. After Obergefell, there was an argument amongst a lot of people that said, if you are constitutionally consistent and you say that that's protected, then you basically have to open up marriage definitions for anybody that wants any type of arrangement.
Absolutely.
And immediately I was concerned, though I did not speak out a lot about it, I was very concerned that there was going to be a push to legalize pedophilia, or to normalize it, and then eventually legalize it, so that it would be less provocative and less controversial in terms of how it's thought of. Now, people at the time that were hearing that argument were saying, no, that's crazy. We would never see that. But, Nicole, you write for the Federalist. You know, you've seen the stories. There have been major academics across the world since Obergefell multiple times actually making the argument that pedophilia is a normal orientation, and that there's not really anything that should be deemed incorrect about it, etc. Now, all you have to do is build a bridge from that academic to Jeffrey Epstein's whatever he called the Lolita Express airplane, and that's the difference of where we are from an ordered society that protects children and one that exploits them. And it's not a very far bridge.
No, you would, and I agree with you that at the time of Obergefell, even conservatives tried to, I don't know, be optimistic that this simply meant equality. But what happened was not only that bridge to pedophilia, which is a very natural connection, you also saw the case in Canada 2 weeks ago. I wrote about it for the Daily Signal, the transgender person wanting their private parts to be waxed by a woman.
Oh, okay, let's pick pick up on the issues of that when we get past this break. Nicole Russell, contributor for The Federalist, is with us. She also writes for The Daily Signal and The Examiner. She's really talented. You should read all of her stuff. Follow her on Twitter, @Russell_NM. She's a great Twitter follow as well. Kevin McCullough coming back. It's New York. It's Saturday night. It's you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says they've deployed the full resources of the federal government to assist West Texas following a mass murder in the Midland-Odessa area.
The president spoke to the Attorney General. FBI is already assisting local law enforcement in the investigation going forward.
At least five people are dead, including the murderer and 21 others wounded that were taken to a local hospital. Delray Beach, Florida Mayor Shelley Petrolia says her city is prepared as Hurricane Dorian strengthens.
People are participating, picking up sandbags to be able to protect their homes and also making sure that the garbage and things that accumulates around houses have been put up so that we don't have any problems with projectiles if this storm hits.
The mayor also says people should not let their guard down in Florida despite the storm's new projections, which have it going further north towards the Carolinas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, night. Very glad to have you with us. Welcome back. It's Saturday night. That means it's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough from New York. Thank you for being here. We've got a lot to get to in hour two tonight. Chrissy Clark, fellow Federalist contributor with Nicole over at the Federalist.com, is going to join us in the Ladies Lounge. We're going to talk campaign 2020. There's a lot on the campaign trail. And coming up in the next segment, I've got a very special announcement that might or might not include this picture book right here. This big, beautiful coffee table picture book called From Shiloh to Shalom. How would that be included? I will just tell you, you got to keep listening. You got to keep watching. We will get to that. But thank you for being here. We're talking about the top story of the day, though. I had not planned on Jeffrey Epstein committing suicide before tonight's show. I was going to talk with Nicole Russell about what she had written regarding the Victoria's Secret's male model who's going to model their female underwear. Actually, Nicole, my favorite line from your piece, I retweeted it out, was you said something about how silly it seemed that that could be an advantage in trying to put forward the brand. And I was like, you know, that's really well said, because it just doesn't seem to make sense to me. But, you know, that's my crazy narrow-mindedness, I guess.
Right, you're just not woke enough.
Evidently not. The day that I thought that, you know, they needed men to model women's panties in order to do a good job of their marketing, I don't get it. But anyway, so you were talking about this other piece that you wrote for the federal Daily Signal that talked about this issue in Canada, and I wanted you to have plenty of time to set that up. So pick up where you left off.
Well, you had mentioned the trajectory we've gotten down here since Obergefell. At the time, progressives set it up like, this is just about equality. We just want equal rights. And one of the things conservatives were concerned about is that it would spiral downward from equality to entitlement. And just right. Within a few years, we have seen that. Victoria's Secret, hiring a transgender model is sort of a superficial example of that. I mean, it is a little silly, and we can laugh it off, but I think it is demonstrative of a larger movement, and the piece I mentioned right before the break is probably an even more sort of serious example happening in Canada of a transgender person asking a female to wax his genitalia. He lives as a woman, still has male genitalia, and he wanted to force her to do it. He literally complained about her to their
human rights board or whatever. Yeah.
Yes.
To be clear, this is a woman who does this practice out of the privacy of her home. She doesn't operate a shop or something, right?
Right. And so that became the issue there. I mean, granted, it's all very strange, even as it was on its face. But then when you have this concept that it's not good enough for them to have equal rights, but they want more. You must care. You must acknowledge them. And you must do things against your own conscience. That's where we are headed here, I think, when you have something like now, what if someone critiques the Victoria's Secret transgender model and says, well, that doesn't make any sense. You know, you're a man modeling female clothes, even if you're living as a woman. And pretty soon the people like us who are saying that this is nonsensical, this is defying biological reality, we'll be criticized for being critical.
Yeah.
And I think we'll just head down the path that Canada, has already started dealing with.
Well, I think that beyond that, there is a personal danger that is also involved, because as this type of thing takes hold, then you have public policy that begins to follow behind it, right? So the culture always yes. leads the academic and the governmental action. And so that's where you then have bathrooms with no defining prevention for anybody to go into any place at any time. That's where you have boys using girls' showers in high schools. That's where you have, literally, in the state of Connecticut, boys winning all of the track scholarships for college track, because the girls, the biological girls that have trained all their life to try to win those meets and have done a good job of, you know, being female and competing against other females, are now suddenly finding themselves competing against men. And the problem with that, somebody said it on the Twitter thread this week. They said, you know, in the future, the best women will all be men. And I said, yeah. It's not the future. It's here. Just ask the scholarships, the ones that didn't get given to the girls in Connecticut.
sense.
Yes, and I think that is, like I said, that there are two major problems. One, you have sort of a societal problem of making these people have almost more rights. You know, now my kids wouldn't get privacy in school because a transgender person is going to use their bathroom. So you have that issue. But then you have the issue of just sort of neutering society.
Yeah.
Now there's no men, there's no women. We're all just whatever we want to be. And that is a huge problem, especially for kids growing up who clearly can see they are different from one another. And that is actually a good thing. I think it's a huge problem. And when you see us trying to blur the lines between the sexes, it's not helpful.
I think you're right, Nicole, and I really appreciate your contributions tonight. Thanks for being here. Nicole Russell, reader at The Federalist, follower on Twitter. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
All right. right, welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. Live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge, and what a beautiful night in New York City. It is just one of those gorgeous days. And I'm really excited about something, friends, because I think it's been now 5 years ago, maybe six, that I went to a place called Israel for the very first time. Now, I had grown up going to church and reading about Israel and hearing about how they were our allies, and I'm a big supporter of the State of Israel. I believe in the validity of its existence. I think that it is really important that we stand with her as well. I am extremely loyal, but I did not know until I went for the first time what a beautiful, spiritual, holy, otherworldly trip it is to go to the land of Israel. And when I went for the first time, it was under pretty extraordinary circumstances. The Prime Minister's government had invited me. They kind of took me around to whatever I wanted to see. I told them in advance some of the wish lists I had. So I wanted to see biblical sites, and I wanted to see some of the current day stuff, and I wanted to talk to entrepreneurs on their kind of equivalent of Wall Street, et cetera, et cetera. And when I did that trip, I came back going, knowing two things. One, my mind had been completely blown. I read the Bible differently. I thought about world politics differently. Everything in my universe had been turned upside down because of that visit. Secondly, I knew that I wanted to go back, and I wanted to take listeners with me, and I want to tell more people about the story of what's going on in Israel, because it is just amazing. And this year, they celebrated the 50th liberation anniversary of Jerusalem, and the embassy has now been moved to Jerusalem for the U.S. So I want to go back, and I want to visit the U.S. embassy in the proper capital of Israel, et cetera, et cetera. So out of the blue, some people that formerly worked with the Israeli Ministry of Tourism as part of the government began to talk to me about the idea of us doing a trip for just Kevin McCullough listeners. And I would go. I'll ride on the bus with you. We'll have a great time. We'll have breakfast every morning in the four-star hotels. We'll have dinner every evening in the four-star hotels. The days will be amazing as we go out and we see just the most amazing itinerary of sites that you can imagine. And I cannot believe, I said, okay, but it's got to be a couple of things. One, I want to make sure that we can accommodate the right number of people. So we've got exactly, not one more and not one less, we've got exactly 50 seats that we can offer on this new trip. I've led two other listener trips. It's been a couple of years since I led one. We've got exactly 50 seats on this trip. They're sold out before and after. This is exactly the time and the place. If you want to come with me and you want to see the land of Israel, February the 20th through the 28th next year, they actually get very nice weather in February. It's like between 55 and 70 degrees every day. But if you come with us, you're just gonna have the most amazing experience. And I have never seen it for this price. The price per person for double occupancy on this trip is $2,855. You hold your spot for a grand total of $500. You can pay off the rest on a payment plan between now and when we leave in February. But, friends, I have never seen a price this low, this effective. And I'm telling you, we're staying at the best places. Every hotel that's on the itinerary is a four-star hotel. One of them is brand new. If you register tonight and before September the 31st, they're also going to knock off another $150 as being part of the early bird. So we have officially opened up the early bird option for the trip for February. We have only 50 seats available on the bus, and we cannot put any more on there. So if they're gone, they're gone. I've got a Bible Institute here in New York City that may be wanting to bring, I don't know, 20 or 30 people themselves. So that means we may only have 20 or 25 seats available for you to join us. Now, if you would like information and a link to the webpage to be able to put your deposit down or to get the full itinerary, if you just want to see the full itinerary, send me an email tonight, kmcradio@gmail.com. 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 We're going to stay in four-star hotels. We've got luxury Wi-Fi on the buses. We've got never-before-seen stops. We are going to see the beautiful old city of Jerusalem. We are going to see the dynamic and vibrant new state of Jerusalem. We're going to go to all of the Christian holy sites. You are going to have, if you happen to be a Christian believer, your faith is going to be changed in a remarkable way. And just to give you a taste of what it's like, when I came back in 2013 from my first trip there, I published actually this this coffee table book called From Shiloh to Shalom. It's, I believe, something like 102 pages, and all of the photography was taken on site. But it covered my entire trip through Shiloh, through the old city, and everything that I did while there, meeting with government officials, going to the Knesset, going to the as I mentioned, the holy sites. Everything we did, we photographed, and then we put into this really beautifully bound hard copy tabletop style book. Now, I cannot give you, I could give you one of these if you wanted to send me a check for $200. We could produce them for you. But if you would like to see the material that's in that book in an e-book fashion, every person that writes to get information tonight about the trip, if you send me an email and say, Kev, I'm interested in the trip, I'm going to turn around and send you a complimentary copy of that photograph ebook for the trip to Israel. We won't see all of the exact things that are in this book. We will see a number of the same things, and you will truly be amazed. And I'll give that to you for free just for checking it out. But you need to send me an email to KMCRadio@gmail.com. KMCRadio@gmail.com. Just put in the subject line Israel book and trip. I'll send you the link to get the itinerary for the trip. I'll send you a copy of the ebook at no charge. Glad to do it. I wanted people to see and enjoy and kind of relive the trip that I lived that first time. And I hope that blesses you in some way. So again, get your complimentary copy of Shiloh to Shalom in e-form. We'll send that to you absolutely free when you write tonight to find out information about our trip to Israel. The dates are February the 20th through the 28th of next February. If you put a deposit down tonight, $500, that holds your spot. There are only 50 spots available, and if you do it before September the 31st, you're going to get $150 off your total trip, which is already the lowest price I've ever seen. $2,855. I have led trips that were sold out at $4,000 and $3,800 each. This is coming in at nearly $1,000 less than that, and it's as good a trip as I've ever seen put together. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Beautiful shot, by the way. And look at that purple boat. If you're watching on Biz TV, that's the shot of Lower Manhattan with the Freedom Tower. And that boat is just bathed in purple lights. So it's probably having like disco night or something on the Hudson River. Anyway, welcome aboard. And again, friends, thank you. Some of you have already been writing. Here's the thing. If you'd like to go to Israel with us, if you would like to see the Holy Land for yourself, it changes nearly everything you believe. It changes how you see the world. It changes so much because history comes alive. You actually touch and feel and see the places where history took place. And everywhere you stand in Israel, you're standing on about 15 to 18 layers of history. So if you dig down to a certain level, you'll hit one time period. You dig down further, you'll find something else, and you keep going. One of the most remarkable places I've ever been. We could not be more excited than to be inviting 50 of our friends to come join us in February of next year. And if you just write for information, if you're just interested in finding more information, there's no obligation to write, but if you just send an email and say, I'd like information about the Israel trip, I'll send you a link that can give you the full itinerary. I'll show you everything we're going to do all 9 days that we're there. And I'll also send you a complimentary copy of my photo ebook called From Shiloh to Shalom. It documented my first trip to Israel a few years ago and just has big, beautiful pictures of what we will see when we go. It's about 100 pages in length, and I'll be glad to share that with you at no cost. Let's go to line one. Frank is on hold from Des Moines, Iowa tonight. Frank, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Kevin. Hey, there's been a meme floating around on Facebook, several, for at least 4 to 6 weeks prior to the first suicide attempt by Epstein, that Bill and Hillary was giving condolences to the Epstein family for the suicide of Jeffrey. This comes as a shock to no one.
Sure.
This has been the worst-kept joke, the worst-kept secret in the media for weeks that this guy was going to assume at some point room temperature. So this is no laughing matter. But I'm glad you mentioned Eyes Wide Shut. And I don't want to sound like an Alex Jones, Bilderberg Group, conspiracy theory type guy. But this Epstein knew some secrets on some powerful people. There's some powerful people that knew secrets on him.
That's right.
And it's like you say, it's like being in the mafiosi. You're not going to get out for any reason because once you're committed to this lifestyle, you're committed to knowing them secrets till you die.
Those are not my words. Those are the words of Stanley Kubrick, who was the director of Eyes Wide Shut for people that have just joined us. And they were relayed by Nicole Kidman at a press junket when she was asked about all this stuff from Epstein. And she said that Kubrick told her very plainly, the world, the elites, what he means by this, and this is who he was trying to, really attack in the film Eyes Wide Shut. But he said, the elites are run, they run the world by a pedophile. Pedophiles are the ones that are running the world. And it really speaks to the tragic moral decline that all of culture is facing right now. Final thought,
well,
Frank.
If you remember the story of Corey Haim and Corey Felder and Charlie Sheen and these guys have been singing this song for a long while.
Right.
It's not only a couch in Hollywood for women, but for likely pets, men, animals, the whole works, women and everything.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.